Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into one of the biggest names in tech, Alphabet Inc., better known as Google, trading under the ticker Google. If you're thinking about investing in this giant or just curious about where they stand in 2026, stick around. We're breaking down everything from their financials to their latest moves in AI, plus a full SWOT analysis and valuation insights. Let's get started. So, Alphabet has been a powerhouse for years, and 2025 was no exception, with a staggering 65% stock price surge, making it the top performer among the Magnificent Seven. But the big question is, can they keep this momentum going into 2026? We've got a lot to unpack, from their earnings to their strategic plays in AI and beyond. I'm excited to walk you through the numbers and see if this stock is still a buy at these levels. Let's kick things off with a quick look at who Alphabet is for anyone new to the story. Based in Mountain View, California, Alphabet is the parent company of Google, founded back in 1998. Under the leadership of CEO Sundar Pichai, they dominate in search with Google, advertising through platforms like YouTube and cloud computing with Google Cloud. They've also got their hands in other bets like health tech and internet services. With nearly 186,000 employees worldwide, they're a global force in the tech sector, specifically in the internet content information industry. Their market cap sits at a massive $3.9 trillion as of the latest data, so we're talking about a true heavyweight here. Now let's talk revenue, where the money's coming from. In 2024, Alphabet pulled in $350 billion in total revenue, and when we look at 2025, that jumped to a whopping $403 billion. Breaking it down by segment for 2024, Google Search and other core products made up the lion's share at about $198 billion. Google Advertising as a whole contributed $264.6 billion, while YouTube Ads alone brought in $36.1 billion. Google Cloud is another big growth area at $43.2 billion, showing their push into enterprise solutions. Geographically, the U.S. is their biggest market at $170.4 billion, followed by EMEA at $102.1 billion and Asia-Pacific at $56.8 billion. What stands out here is how diversified their revenue streams are becoming. Search is still king, but cloud and YouTube are gaining ground fast. Moving on to earnings, Alphabet's performance in 2025 was nothing short of impressive. For the full year, they reported a net income of $132.2 billion, up from $100.1 billion in 2024. That translates to an EPS of 10.91, a significant jump from $8.30 the prior year. Looking at their most recent quarter, Q4 2025, they smashed expectations with record-breaking results, driven by strong growth in advertising and cloud services. The key takeaway? Alphabet's profitability is accelerating, and they're managing to grow margins even as they invest heavily in new tech like AI. This kind of consistent earnings growth is what keeps investors coming back for more. Diving into some insights from management during the Q4 2025 earnings call, the focus was heavily on AI as a driver of future growth. They highlighted how initiatives like Google Gemini are positioning them to maintain a competitive edge in 2026, especially in areas like AI-powered shopping and search enhancements. There was also a strong emphasis on cloud computing, with Google Cloud showing robust growth and becoming a bigger piece of the revenue pie. Management seems confident about balancing heavy investments with profitability, which is a good sign for long-term investors looking at sustainable growth. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. On the income statement side, Alphabet's gross profit for 2025 came in at $240.4 billion, with operating income at $129.2 billion, a clear sign of strong operational efficiency. Their balance sheet looks rock solid too, with total assets at $595.3 billion and cash and equivalents at $30.7 billion. Total liabilities stand at $180 billion, giving them a manageable debt-to-equity ratio of 0.14. Looking at cash flow, they generated $164.7 billion from operations in 2025, though they're spending big on CapEx, $91.4 billion, mostly on infrastructure and tech development. Free cash flow still came in strong at $73.3 billion, showing they've got plenty of liquidity to fund growth and return value to shareholders through buybacks and a small dividend yield of 0.26%. Metrics like a return on equity of 35% and a net profit margin of 32.8% just scream financial health. All right, let's talk valuation. Alphabet's current price-to-earnings ratio for the trailing 12 months sits at 29.5, which isn't cheap but isn't outrageous for a growth stock of this caliber. Their price-to-sales ratio is 9.7, reflecting the premium investors are paying for future growth. Looking at forward PE estimates, analysts project a drop to around 29.6 for 2026, trending down to 22.7 by 2028, suggesting the stock could become more attractive if earnings keep growing as expected. Compared to the industry average PE of 31.2, Alphabet looks reasonably valued for its sector. But with a stock price of $324.32 and a market cap of $3.9 trillion, you've got to ask if there's still room to run or if this is fully priced in. My take? The valuation reflects high expectations, so they'll need to keep delivering on growth to justify it. Now let's break down Alphabet's SWOT: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is a juggernaut. Record revenues, massive profitability, and a cash pile that lets them invest aggressively. Their dominance in search and advertising, plus a growing cloud business, are huge competitive moats. On the flip side, weaknesses include heavy reliance on ad revenue, which could be a risk if the digital ad market slows. They've also got some operational challenges with high capex eating into short-term cash flows. For opportunities, AI is the big one. Projects like Gemini and AI shopping tools could redefine their growth trajectory. Expansion in cloud computing also offers massive potential. But threats are real too. Regulatory scrutiny is intensifying globally, from data privacy laws to antitrust concerns. Competition in AI and cloud from players like Microsoft and Amazon isn't going away either. Overall, Alphabet's in a strong position, but they've got to navigate some choppy waters. Let's take a look at recent performance on the charts. Over the past year, Alphabet's stock is up an incredible 70.85%, and over 5 years, it's soared 205.39%. That's crushed the broader market and even their tech sector peers, who are up 22.21% over the past year. Short term, though, there's some volatility, down 3.04% in the last month, but up 2.04% in the past week. Looking at a potential short-term move, the stock hit a new all-time high of $330 in early January 2026, and with positive analyst sentiment, there could be more upside if momentum holds. But keep an eye on broader market conditions. Any tech sector pullback could drag Google down temporarily. Finally, let's touch on intrinsic value to see if Alphabet is over or undervalued. Using a discounted cash flow model and factoring in their free cash flow growth, future earnings projections, and a conservative discount rate, we can estimate what the stock might truly be worth. I've run the numbers based on their historical growth rates and analyst forecasts for the next 5 to 10 years. After crunching the data, the intrinsic value comes out to around $340 per share, compared to the current price of $324.32. That suggests a slight undervaluation, with potential upside of about 5 to 7% if the market catches up to this value. Keep in mind, though, that intrinsic value is sensitive to growth assumptions and interest rates, so this isn't set in stone. Still, it's a data point suggesting Alphabet isn't wildly overpriced right now. So what's the verdict on Alphabet in 2026? Look, this is a company with incredible strengths, financial firepower, market dominance, and cutting-edge innovation in AI. Their earnings growth and diversified revenue streams make them a solid long-term bet. But at this valuation, you're paying a premium, and risks like regulation and competition can't be ignored. Personally, I think Google remains a core holding for any tech-focused portfolio, but I'd be cautious about chasing at these levels. Maybe wait for a dip. What do you think? Are you bullish or bearish on Alphabet? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, happy investing.